Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany, as we do each month. We look back to a weekend of special meetings. Brothers and sisters and friends attended from all over Europe and different countries from overseas. We're just grateful to God for this opportunity to share His precious word with the inhabitants of the earth. The word, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, must be preached to all nations, and then the end would be. Again, we understand that this is a prophetic age, and God has sent His servant and prophet, as promised in the Old Testament, Malachi 4, and confirmed in the New Testament, Matthew 17, 11, Mark 9, verse 12. And again, we have to say, only those who have an ear to hear will receive what the Spirit says unto the churches. We have to emphasize what our Lord said in Matthew 13. Did you understand all things? Even if the Lord speaks very clearly, it takes divine revelation to have the proper understanding of God's word and of the fulfillment of the promises given in God's word. Because we are now living so close to the return of Christ, we must be brought back into the will of God according to the word of God. The original Bible pattern from the beginning must be right now the foundation of what we believe in practice. In Matthew 26:39, our Lord prayed, "Not as I will, but as you will." In Mark 14:36, "Not what I will, but what thou wilt." You go to Luke 22, verse 42. And again, as we try to say in the past times, it's not just to do something, but to do the will of God according to the word of God. John the Baptist was a promised prophet, and therefore his ministry was in the will of God. Jesus Christ was the promised Savior, and therefore from his birth to his ascension to heaven, all happened in the will of God according to the word of God. And then in Hebrews chapter 10, we are told that by one sacrifice, which was according to the will of God, we are also sanctified and brought back into the will of God. Now we understand from the Holy Scriptures that the ministry of the prophet promised to come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord was in the will of God, connected to the purpose to bring the church of Jesus Christ back to where she was at the very beginning. We have to understand that all ministries in the body of Christ are according to the word, according to the will of God. There's room for all other things in all other churches, denominations, and religions, but not in the body of Christ, not in the church of our Lord. He is the head, and we are the body, and he places the ministries according to his word and will into the church. And therefore, the ministry of the Apostle Peter, of John and James, of the Apostle Paul, they were in the will of God, according to the word of God, in the church of the living God. This we must apply to Brother Branham's ministry, and I go one step further. If there is a ministry placed by God at this time, it must be in the will of God and according to the word of God. There's no more room for interpretations. That time is finished. We are entering the last phase before the return of Christ, moving into the total restoration with the same power of God as was manifested at the very beginning. Then we understand from the Holy Scriptures that things are not only promised, but there are also predictions. Promises are for the church, promises are for Israel. Predictions are in general. For instance, about wars, rumors of wars, of what would take place before our Lord returns. Even when it comes to those who also appear on the scene and do great signs and wonders to draw disciples after them, like our Lord said in Matthew 24:24, "For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." So, we see the fulfillment of this as well. And therefore, we have to check everything with God's holy word. Great signs and wonders, prophesying, casting out devils, as our Lord says in Matthew 7 from verse 21, and still false Christs, false anointed ones, false prophets, but signs and wonders. Beloved, here is our test, and we have to test everybody, every preacher, every miracle worker, whoever preaches. We have to give the word test. Do they preach the same gospel as the Apostle Peter and Paul and the rest at the beginning? Or do they believe in a Trinity, in a triune baptism? Do they follow the apostolic teachings? Or do they believe what is being called the Apostolic Creed? Beloved, the time has come. The light has come through the revealed word of God. And light is being separated from darkness. God has sent us a prophet. In this time of confusion, to take us back to the word of God. And beloved, I deem it a very great privilege that I knew Brother Branham personally for 10 years. From the first meeting, from the first moments in 1955, I knew in my heart, this is a man sent from God. And then, of course, getting more acquainted with his ministry, attending the meetings in the USA, visiting with him in his home. Beloved, I believe it was ordained of Almighty God for me to have a direct part in spreading the end-time message. Crystal clear, no interpretation, no adding, no taking away from the word of God, but the true Bible teachings to bring us back into the will of God. Beloved, I believe the end-time message 100%. I believe in the ministry of William Branham as I believe in the ministry of John the Baptist and the Apostle Paul. But I don't believe a single interpretation. Not a single one. Not a single one. And I plan never to do it. For me, only the word of God remains forever. All interpretations mislead and take away from the truth. But the word of God revealed to us, preached by God's servant and prophet, brought us back into the will of God. If we can be of any service to you, beloved, wherever you might be on earth, please let us know. May God bless you and be with you. Until next time. In Jesus' holy name, amen.